Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Peter 1, verses 13 to 19 and 22 to 23. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners, here in reverent fear. For you know that it is not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable throughout the living and enduring word of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, church. As I was singing the last hymn, beautiful singing as usual. As I was singing the last hymn and getting ready to come up, and I was so touched by the song, and I just felt so inadequate this morning to speak on the message, my holy mask. I mean, this mask, my holy mask. Every time when I prepare a sermon, as I shared with you before, I always want to preach the sermon. Not want to, I always have to preach the sermon to myself first. If I cannot preach the sermon to myself first, it's just a sermon. But if I can preach it to myself, then it becomes a message. So I hope that I have a message for all of us this morning, my holy mask. As a Christian, we want to be a righteous person. We love to talk about the righteousness of the church, of individual believers. We want to see righteousness in our community. We go downtown before the pandemic to help to distribute lunch, dinners. We try to donate money to help the poor. And every time when I read about the news in Europe about the war, I just feel so much unrighteousness there. I mean, even in a boxing match, you have rules in fighting. I mean, it has to be equal. But obviously, if you read, you know, it's not a fair fight, even in a war. We should not have war, but even in the war, I can only attack in your territory. You cannot come over and hit us. I mean, we see such unrighteousness. The Bible, I start off by the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, the last book of the scripture. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. And the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. Righteousness, holiness. As a church, we talk about doing good things, doing the right things. We try our best. No, we never enough. We never do enough. As a Christian, we try our best to do righteous things, to help the poor. We try to do a lot of things. We try to be a good neighbor. during the, well, we're still in the pandemic, but at the beginning of the pandemic, when there's a shortage of a mask, the church made some cloth masks and distribute to our neighbors. Our neighbors actually were very happy. But at that time, you cannot buy masks. There's a shortage of masks. You try to do good. You try to have good worship teams, good programs, good speakers. We try to have as many ministries as we can. We want to have good music, good barbecue, even good alpha program. We like to do a lot of good things. But we don't talk about holiness much. We like to talk about love. That's very important. Love seems to overrule sometimes teaching of the Bible, all in the name of love. But we do not want to talk about holiness. The Lord is righteous in all his way and holy in his work. The Old Testament very clearly tell us that our God is a God of holiness and righteous. He's a righteous God. And the two always go hand in hand, side by side. It's like two sides of a coin. And the scripture also taught us, put on a new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So righteousness and holiness are together. It's actually one thing, but we always seem to focus on only one side, doing the right thing, the doing part, the behavior part. What is the definition of righteousness? In Hebrew, it's the word tzaddik. It appears 206 times in the Old Testament. It's referring to the behavior, perfect obedience to some standard. And we as Christians, we know this is referring to God's standard. And in New Testament is the word dikaios. It appears 79 times. It's also about doing the right thing. Righteous, so what is the relationship between righteous and holiness? When we are holy, like God, we will never be like God. Right? When we are holy, we will be able to do the righteous thing. Holiness is not what we perceive it to be. We very often, when we think of holiness, we think of some really old people, wear really outdated black shoes, wear a tie. That's why I didn't wear a tie this morning. And pray hours each day. Sometimes even go to the monasteries, hide away to pray, to meditate. Do not smoke, do not chew gums, do not drink, do not do this, do not watch K-drama, and stay home all the time. Just pray and very talk very quietly, very short haircut, as a halo ring on the over the head. You think of somebody holy like that, right? I guess maybe when we read the Old Testament, you know, we think of these are really special people, and then we can never be holy. It's very, very scary for us to be holy. And we only listen to organs. We only play organs, you know, never guitars, never mind the drums, you know, that's not holy. Someone actually came to me one time and said that the church should not be playing drums. I said, that's too bad. We have many drums in this church. But holiness doesn't mean that. So what is the word holiness mean? If you were in my Sunday school class last week, then you know how to look up the dictionary, right? Sitting in the front here. So then there's knocking her head. For I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. So holy, meaning consecrate yourself. And what does the word consecrate mean? So we look up the dictionary, to be set apart, to be separated, set apart from darkness, from sin. So we become a special people, a special child of God. When my children were young, when they came to me, I told them that they are special. They're special because they belong to me and Simo. They belong to us. They're our child. It's not that I don't like other people's child. Other people still to me. I love kids, you know that. That's why my office has lots of toys. A lot of people donate McDonald's toys to me, so I put it in the box, and all the kids just love me. All my toys. Oh, they're gone. Those are Christine's children, they're gone. I love children, but Christopher and Grace are different. They are separated from other children, but they belong to us. They're special. We are special because we belong to God. So holiness is not what we think it is, that we need to have we need to go to Bible school. All those are good, don't get me wrong. But it doesn't mean that by spending hours and hours knowing a lot about the scripture, even go to school, Bible school, get a degree in spiritual formation, which is something that we don't have when I was in Regent College. Now it's very popular. It's a very popular discipline in Bible school, spiritual formation. Right? Actually, some of our pastors at church got a diploma in spiritual formation. Getting a degree, a diploma in spiritual formation doesn't make you holy. Holy meaning separated. That's what God is asking, to separate. The word separate appear in Old Testament, in New Testament. The word holy in Greek, hagios, appear 233 times. It's meaning the same, to set apart from sin. Our founder, Christian Missionary Alliance founder, is really focused on sanctification. If you gone through the membership class, part of the baptism requirement, then you will know sanctification is one of the four main topics or the four pillars of our denomination. Sanctification meaning is, again, to separate from darkness into light. When God created the earth, he separated heaven, earth from the heaven, land from the water. He separated Noah from the ungodly world. He separated Abraham and his seed from an idolatrous family. He separated Israel from Egypt. He separated his people, the Israelites, and called his people the people of God. Even today, the Jewish people is very proud that they are the selected one, which is another theological discussion, that they are still the only people of God because they are separated from the world. But today, God called the church the people of God, the selected one, separate, set apart from the nations, to be my own. So holiness just meaning setting apart. I go on to explain how that make you holy. Church, the word church doesn't really mean this building. Very often we think that we come to church. Did you go to church today? And you think of this building. But the word church did not have this a physical building in any sense. The word church is a combination of two words, ek, ek, ecclesia, ecclesia. The word pronounced ecclesiate. Ecclesia, ecclesia meaning a gathering of people, call out, ek, ek, out, right? Form their homes into some public place and assembly. So the word church meaning a group of people. So at home gathering, it could be a church in that sense. But today, of course, we mean this organization. So for us today, as a church, people of God, we also call out from the world. We are separated from this world. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust which were yours in your ignorance. We are called from separate from this world. Not that we do things totally different. We don't go and eat in the restaurant. Simo and I don't go and eat in the restaurant because we just too much work every Sunday. So we eat at church. So today we'll be meeting two new immigrants at church, have lunch with them. So we eat at church so that we can use our time more efficiently. So it doesn't mean that we don't wear the same kind of clothes. No, we do all that. As you know, I watch K-dramas, okay, I confess. So. But that is not what God, the scripture meant here. It separated our mind, our value system, our life from the world. Why is my topic called my holy mask? So this is my mask. Someone today, on Friday, Simo forgot to bring a mask to church. And I said, well, you can borrow my mask. He said, I don't want to borrow your mask. I don't want to use your mask. And today I'm at church. Someone came to church and said, oh, sorry, Pastor Norman, since you're working in the office, can I borrow your mask for this afternoon? I return it before you leave. Do you think I will let the person use my mask? No way. Because this mask is separate. This is my own mask. No one else, even Simo, can borrow my mask. Trust me. I don't want people to use my mask because it's separated. So I can call this my holy mask because it's separated for my own use only. If today you come and someone asks you, Serena, can I borrow your toothbrush? I just want to scrub some of my pots and toilets. I return it tonight before I go to bed. No way, because this toothbrush is separated for me. My own personal use is my holy toothbrush. It's my holy mask. That's your holy toothbrush. And that's what God is trying to say when he say that I want you to be holy. He meant that I want you to be separated from the rest of the world to be my people. But the Israelites did not do that. They take the title, they take the privilege of a separated people of God, but that they stay in their idol worship. They stay and enjoy the lust of the world. 1 Peter 7:9. But that you are a chosen race. Peter talking about us, the church, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellences of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We like to stay in darkness and try to bring the light into it. We never, when we become a Christian, very often we may not even realize we love to stay in the darkness. Imagine the right hand side. My right hand side is the darkness. Don't get it. Don't be offended. My left hand side is light. When we become a Christian, we want to stay in the darkness. We want to keep all these things that we are doing. I mean the bad things, things that God does not like. We want to bring the light into my dark room. But we did not realize that we cannot bring Jesus, the light, the holy, the only holy one, into our darkness, into our dark room. We have to live, separate ourselves. Not that we don't live in this world, we don't go to school, no. But our value, our mind, we have to leave that room and go. Because of the redemptive work of Jesus, we go into the other side, light. Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Jesus. It is through Jesus that we enter into the light. We cannot bring the light into darkness. We have to leave the darkness and go into the light. We cannot be holy. Sanctification, being holy, is 100% the work of God. There's nothing holy within us. We cannot create, build, nurture holiness in ourselves. We are totally corrupted. Well, it's so sad. So why are we trying to be holy here? Pastor Norman, why are you talking about to be holy, the way to holiness? We are hopeless. We have no good within us. We are sinful. We can only try to be holy by dwelling in Christ. Christ is the holy and the righteous one. Only when we are in Christ, is Christ's holiness that shine through us. We cannot make ourselves to be holy. But we have to leave the darkness. We have to abandon the sin. Repentance. Repent. We have to leave. We cannot hold on to that. We cannot hold on to our old self and yet claim the righteousness and holiness from Jesus. It's a lifelong process. The measurement of our holiness is the measurement of our Christ likeness, because it's nothing good within us. But like the Holy One, who call you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Holiness is being. When you are holy in Christ, you will do the right thing. Righteousness is the behavior. But if we try hard just to do the right thing without the being, it is not our true self. We are only pretending to be holy. We are only trying to be righteous. But the Lord of hosts will be exalted in judgment, and the holy God will show himself holy through in righteousness. So righteousness and holiness, two sides of one coin. But very often we focus just on the being part, doing. We want to do a lot of things for him. We want to do a lot of things at church. we even want to be a pastor. Serve full time. Or we even want to be a missionary. We want to be a Bible teacher, Sunday school teacher. We want to lead, want to do a lot of things, the being part, but yet we did not spend time to be holy. Holy and righteousness are together, just like God's two attributes. The Bible always describes God as holy and righteous. We need to separate ourselves from this sinful world. Not from the world, but from the sins of the world. It's only then that we can be truly holy. Purify yourselves by obeying the truth through the living and enduring word of God, through the scriptures. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification. It's Christ who made us righteous and holy. If not, if we are not in Christ, we will be like this cartoon. I really like this cartoon. I'm sure that the artist is not trying to portray what I am trying to share with you. I look at this cartoon, I find there's a lot of meaning in it. The two things at the back, they have a ring, halo above the head. These are the natural ones. So these are the ones come from Christ's holiness. I'm just using it as an illustration. I'm sure that's not the artist's original meaning. But the guy in the front is also holding this ring. Above his head is smiling. But that one is created by himself. Make that up. It's not a real one. Our holiness, we have to be cautious, careful. We cannot create holiness in ourselves because we are totally corrupted. There's nothing good in us. It's only when we leave the darkness, leave this dark room, and go into this light, the room of light. Jesus is the light. Then Jesus' light shine through us. If not, we will be like the first guy. We want to stay in darkness. Then we bring Jesus over here. Shine on me, Jesus. But I'm over here. I'm not going to abandon all these things. I'm not willing to give up all this. When I was ordained by CNMA some 21 years ago. And at that time, I was still a volunteer pastor. I want to be one of the few who was ordained serving as a volunteer pastor at church. So at that time, the ordination process, CNMA, required all the pastors to sign a contract that we do not drink alcohol anytime. I signed that. Everyone who has wanted to be ordained has to sign. I know that now they change that. I don't know for what reason. But I know the meaning for it. Don't get me wrong. You can drink, just don't get drunk. But if you don't drink, you will not ever get drunk. So I think they're trying to protect all the pastors. So I signed that. But then I have to continue my work as an engineer. As you know, I do go to places where they serve alcohol after work, in conferences, in meetings, with clients. So I do have a lot of opportunity as an engineer, sometimes representing my company in meetings. I do have a lot of opportunities that I have people around me drink, but I never touch alcohol when I work as an engineer. I work for 35 years. After I ordained, I continued to work for 20 years before I become a full-time pastor here. Even later on, I know that CNMA, I'm not sure they have changed that requirement. I still follow that. So in occasions, everybody drink alcohol, I just continue to drink my Coke. It's okay, it doesn't bother me. They may look at me and ask why not, it's free. But it doesn't bother me. It is something that I sign on. And I know that I am different. Even though I work in the world, I work among construction people, but I am different. I'm separated from them, even though I am one of them. Separation is what God wants. When God asks us to be holy, all he meant is separate yourself from sin, jealousy, greed, hatred, evil things. He doesn't mean that you separate from the society, from work, from your family, to stay in the mountain. No, he meant you separate from sin. But yet, very often, we stay with sin, we stay in darkness. We try to win the whole world and put God into our value system. We lie when we do business, and when we come to church, we teach Sunday school. We are full of hatred at work with our family members, our friends. But yet when we come to church, we welcome the newcomers. We are self-centered. But yet when we come to church, we live for Christ. We are like the Israelites. We are God's people. They came themselves to be God's people, but yet they worship the idols. We try to bring Jesus, the light, into our darkness. There's no light in us, only darkness. We have to leave darkness into light. We cannot serve the darkness and God. Holiness is not about being absolutely, completely perfect like God. We will never be. Holiness just meaning we choose. It's a decision. It is a decision. Choose to be set apart for God. People do not drift toward holiness apart from grace-driven effort. People do not gravitate toward godliness. It's not our nature, prayers. It's not our nature to go to prayer meetings. Obedience to the scripture. It's not our nature, faith, and delight in the Lord. We drift toward compromise and call it tolerance. We drift toward disobedience and call it freedom. We drift toward superstition and call it faith. We cherish the indiscipline of lost self-control and call it relaxation. It's Lord's choice, prayerlessness, and delude ourselves into thinking we have escaped legalism. We slide toward godlessness and convince ourselves we have been liberated. Holiness is a decision. And holiness can only be attained when we are in Christ. As we cannot create within ourselves. Only Jesus can shine in our life. And Jesus will not walk into the dark room, the sins we want to stay. So this morning, think, what have you been holding on that you are not willing to repent? What sin? Your heart, your love for money, your hatred, jealousy, things that God doesn't like. Repent from sin, from evil. You cannot serve God and evil at the same time. A holy life will make the deepest impression. Lighthouses do not ring bells and fire cannon to call attention to their shining. They just shine. When Jesus in you, Jesus is the perfect, righteous, and holy one. Only he can shine through you and make you somewhat holy. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Let us be separated like our holy mask. We want to be a holy believer, a holy child, separated for your use. Only belong to you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.